But the fundamental problem with the requests that have been made today is that Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 41 has already been the subject of a lengthy three-year process with a lot of thoughtful input, public hearings, and deliberation. As the presiding officer knows, the courts have the inherent power to write their own rules of procedure, and that's what this is, part of the Federal Rules of Criminal Procedure. So what happens is a pretty challenging process when you want to change a federal rule of criminal procedure. You have to get it approval by the Rules Advisory Committee. It's made up of judges, law professors, and practicing lawyers. Then it has to be approved by the Judicial Conference. And then, as in this case, they have to be endorsed by the United States Supreme Court, which is Federal Rule of Criminal Procedure 41 was on May the 1st, 2016. So if there was any basis for the claim that this is somehow a hacking of personal information without due process of law or without adequate consideration, I think the process by which the Supreme Court has set up through the Rules Advisory Committee and through the Judicial Conference dispel any concerns that the objections that were raised here were not adequately considered.